We are on a mission to empower busy women with the tools and skills they need to grow successful, profitable and purposeful handmade creative business.
A business that they are excited to jump out of bed for every single morning.
A business that allows them to quit the day job and start living life how they want to live it.
Welcome to the Handmade Business Podcast with your hosts Anna Maria and Lindsay Warren. Hi everybody and welcome to this week's episode of the Handmade Business Podcast, where we are talking about how to overcome overwhelm in your handmade business or in your life in general. So we thought it would be a nice way to start off the episode by giving you the definition from the Oxford Dictionary of what overwhelm is. So they say it is the feeling of being buried or drowning beneath a huge mass of something and it having a strong emotional effect on you. Quite gruesome.
Yes.
But it's actually possibly quite a good metaphor to explain the feeling. So we thought that we could also start by sharing, well, Lindsay, what are your opinions on overwhelm?
Well, my opinions on overwhelm, and this, you know, I've suffered from overwhelm and even now still do suffer from it, but very much my opinion of overwhelm these days is that it's something that we're creating with our thoughts. It's how we're looking at a particular situation, how we're thinking about it, and then I kind of, you know, my opinion is that the thoughts we're having creates the feelings. And then, you know, those feelings can be really negative on, you know, on us emotional, on how we show up for our business and things like that. And what's your sort of thoughts on overwhelm, Anna?
And I would add to that because, you know, we're both into the law of attraction and, you know, it's not some airy-fairy thing. This stuff is real. And we both agreed that, you know, thoughts create your feelings. I also said thoughts become things. So when you're having those thoughts about whatever is going on or whatever you perceive is going on, because it's not always happening, you actually create the feelings within you. And then that might actually in turn create the actual thing around you happening. And then you can go, ah, yeah, see? You know, I knew that was going to happen. And then you feel even more overwhelmed by everything that you perceive to be, in inverted commas, negative in your life. So, yeah, I agree with all of that.
Because I think, and we were talking earlier, weren't we, before we started that, you know, we were just planning out the show that, you know, we've realised that the things we get overwhelmed on are quite different, even though we've both got handmade businesses. Like, my thing that I get overwhelmed about is lack of time. You know, that's the constant thing that runs through my head, like, oh, I haven't got time to do this, I want to do that, I haven't got time to do this. And that's where for me the overwhelm comes in. But your version of overwhelm was quite different to mine, Anna, wasn't it?
Yeah, so mine is where I become so overwhelmed that I stand still because I have a fear of failure. So I'll be overwhelmed with what I want to do in my handmade business and how quickly I want to get, you know, orders out. And I also want to be focusing on my SEO. And then I also want to go into Anna's Planners and I want to be doing content creation and I want to plan my virtual course. And then I also want to, you know, grow the podcast. And I also want to be a really good mom and I want to be there present with my children. And I'm thinking all the time about all these things that I really want to do. And so I become overwhelmed. And then my thought is always, but what if I put in so much time and effort and energy and then it doesn't work and I fail? And then it's like I just stand still. That yeah. is always how overwhelm impacts me, yeah. shall we say. So actually, I wanted to ask you, didn't write this down, but I did, it's just popped back into my head. What are the physical feelings? So like you said, your overwhelm is when you've got lots to do and you feel that you don't have enough time, how does overwhelm show up physically or emotionally for you?
So I think it starts off for me overwhelm with like my thoughts. They kind of feel quite out of control, like they're on stuck on a, you know, you turn the washing machine on and it's stuck on a repeat cycle and I can't get it off. You know, there's no off button. And then sometimes what can happen is then those thoughts then go at night time. It's not very often I can't get to sleep, but sometimes I might wake up in the night and then it's all still, you know, the repeat cycle starts going again. And then that can stop me from getting to sleep. But I think I'm definitely getting better at recognizing now that it is my thoughts. You know, if I look at this situation in a different light, and we're going to share some practical things shortly, aren't we, to deal with it, you know, that has really helped me no end.
Yeah, well, I mean, I probably don't struggle to get, well, actually, that's probably a lie. I do struggle to get to sleep if I'm going to go at a reasonable hour. I usually have to make myself so extremely tired so that I can just get into bed and fall asleep. Because if I go at a reasonable hour, I will be sitting, or not sitting, I'll be lying and I'll be just thinking about everything. Like you say, the washing machine, like the thoughts just go round and round in circles. So I do have that. But also how overwhelm shows up for me is I get really confused. I'm not sure if I should do this or should I do that, and I'm like overthinking everything. Whereas if I'm not overwhelmed, I'm quite a good decision maker and I'm quite practical and I'm a good organizer, so you know, I know how to plan things out. But when I am overwhelmed, I'm completely confused. I cannot make decisions quickly. I even become forgetful. Like, I have fibromyalgia, and one of the symptoms of fibromyalgia is fibro fog. And I actually am really, you know, touch wood, I'm really lucky that fibro fog hasn't affected me for a long time. But if I'm overwhelmed, or if I am overwhelmed, fibro fog affects me and I just start to forget everything and I cannot concentrate on, my mind's jumping, I'll get distracted really easily. So do you relate to any of those as well?
Yeah, I must admit, I find it, I feel unsettled in myself. And, you know, there's a feeling that the feeling of calm has left the building. So, and, you know, I don't like that feeling. I'm much more, I want to feel calm. I want to feel good. I want my mind to feel settled, not to be on that permanent washing machine cycle.
Yeah, no, it's not pleasant. It's not nice at all. And I think the only time in my life that I felt so overwhelmed is like exam time, you know, before having this current, because I've been, you know, full disclosure, I have been feeling quite overwhelmed this year. This year has been my most overwhelmed that I've felt in a long time. So we're 2021, it is now June, almost July. And yeah, I would definitely say that this has been the most overwhelmed I've felt since I was doing my exams in uni, because I was really overwhelmed then.
I must admit, when I look back, I have got a bit of a, I didn't tell you this off, you know, before the call, but thinking about it, you know, there was a point in my life about 9 years ago when I got really ill. And when I look back, a lot of that was through overwhelm. You know, I was, it was at a time when I was working part time and my daughter wasn't at school. And I worked for a craft company and doing some paid work. So I worked 3 days a week at a day job. And then the rest of the time I was, you know, I'd got my daughter at home. My husband worked a lot of long hours at the time. And I was also trying to do this work for this craft company. And my life became a massive deadline. I was up till 12 o'clock at night, drinking coffee all the time just to keep me going. 7 days a week, every evening, I was just like working like somebody crazy. And the feeling of overwhelm was, well, it came out in physical symptoms to the point where First of all, it was like I'd had a flu, but then I was left with all this pain in my head, and it was like a constant headache that wouldn't go. And I had to have like a brain scan and all of this, and the consultant in the end, they put it down to stress. But for me, when I burnout. Kind of, yeah,
I would call that burnout. Yeah.
Pure but burnout. This whole, and I can remember even now, my thoughts were, I've just got to get, if I can just wait until September when my daughter goes to school, I'll have 2 days a week to do this then. But I never made it to September. And then I had to stop the work that, you know, and I loved the work, but I couldn't, I'd physically just taken on too much. You know, I thought I was Wonder Woman, and that I just wasn't, you know, and I think I'd always been that person that could happily do three jobs. But, you know, by that point, I mean, well, 9 years ago, I was in my late 30s. I couldn't do what I could do when I was 18. And I'd suddenly got a child, and, you know, it's waking you up early. And so, yeah, I think if people are sort of thinking that they can just carry on and overwhelm is, you know, going to go away, I would definitely encourage you to really, you know, re-examine it, because I know now, I do recognize the signs. If I'm feeling too overwhelmed, I have to get things off my plate. There's no ifs or buts. I have to shift things off and make a change.
Which actually moves us very nicely into what to do first. So, as you just said, you have to make a change. But first of all, I think you need to pinpoint the source.
Yeah. Like,
what is it that's making you overwhelmed? So for you, it was too many things at once, as in actual physical things, not just thoughts that you were having. It was real life. There's too much.
Yeah.
It's too much.
My whole life was one deadline. I was working to this deadline and that deadline and the next deadline constantly.
Yeah,
definitely.
And I think for me personally, like when I'm talking about my current feelings of overwhelm, I've had to journal and get it down, all the things that were, well, and I know you mentioned brainstorming as well before we came on the call. So it is a bit of brainstorming and a bit of journaling mixed together, literally writing it down, because I couldn't really see what the problem. I knew that there's a problem. Obviously, I'm feeling like crap every day. There's obviously a problem. But why? Because what is it? So that would be, you know, the suggestion I would say is, like you said, brainstorming and journaling.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I think if you can just get all of those thoughts out on paper, it can really help. So I say brainstorming for me, because a lot of it is things to do, you know. And obviously for you, Anna, you take your feeling of overwhelm is a little bit different, because you look at it more as a fear of failure. So the journaling system would help you more to get those thoughts out and recognize them. For me, by getting all my thoughts out and brainstorming them and thinking, okay, what do I really need to do here? What are the things that I actually have to do? And what are the things that just be nice? Because if they just be nice things, they have to be parked. They have to get taken off my plate to come back to another day. So I think, you know, different ways of dealing with it will work for different people, depending on what their overwhelm, you know, what their issue is. And like you say, being able to really recognize what the source of the overwhelm is a really important thing, I think.
We also both mentioned it in different ways before we came on the call, like about asking your mind, you know, like what do I actually want? So I was saying to you that I've been watching a YouTuber for many years now. She used to be called Melon Lady, but she's now just Helen Anderson. And she's a blogger, influencer. But I just really like her. She's really funny. And she's from Norwich as well. Which, by the way, she does some really, she loves some stunning videos out in Norwich. And I'm like, I know we're meeting up soon, but we're not going to Norwich. But at some point, we need to all meet up in Norwich as well. So that was a sideline. But one of the things that she actually has a therapist, and her therapist got her to start saying, what does Helen want? So you could literally ask yourself, and I mean, I don't mean writing that down. I mean, actually verbalizing the words, what does enter name here want? And allowing your mind to give you the answers, because my background's in psychology. And let me tell you, your mind, your body knows what you want slash need. It literally, it knows it, even if you don't know that you know it. It that sounds annoying, because it's like, why can't I just know? But you do. You, your body knows precisely what's wrong with it at all times. It is massively clever. We've dumbed ourselves down to only use about 10% of our brain power. But if you ask your brain that question, you will get the answer. So yes, even if you have to do that every single day, first thing in the morning or last thing before you go to bed at night, or both, you train your mind to start giving you the answers. And that's another thing as well, is training your mind is really important. Because if you train your mind, like you said as well, Lindsay, you now know when you're falling into overwhelm. So you've already got the ability to pinpoint, right, I'm getting this symptom or I'm feeling this way. So you've already educated yourself. So you've trained yourself to know. So that's massively important. What do you think about all of that?
Yeah, no, I definitely agree with all that. And, you know, your whole, the way that your mind, you know, like you say, our mind is, well, they're so clever. You know, and that's why I was, you know, when I talk about people and, you know, when they start focusing on, oh, I'm not getting sales. Well, that's what your mind will show you. They'll back, that'll give you all the evidence to back that up. So ask it a question instead, like, how can I get the sales? I talk about this a lot, but it's because it's true and it works. And then your mind absolutely starts looking for those answers. So, yeah, I completely agree with all of that, Anna.
Yeah, and I mean, if we kind of do really bring this back to handmade business, because, you know, that's what we're here to talk about. When you are starting a shop, you'll feel overwhelmed anyway, as let's rephrase that. You will feel like there's lots to do.
Yes.
Because there is lots to do, and that is just the way it is. There's lots to do. But it's how you organize things, and it's how you ask your brain questions, and it's how you plan for what you're going to do. And so there's ways to get around the lots of things to do without it becoming overwhelming and then leading to overwhelm. So, yeah, businesses, there's lots of things to do, but it's just how we handle it. Which leads us into the, you know, thoughts create feelings and thoughts create things. So once we have pinpointed what the problem is, why we're feeling such a way, what do we do next, Lindsay?
So I think there's a few different things that I like to do. You know, we've talked about there being lots of things to do, and you know, you can have this massive to-do list that can make you feel overwhelmed, and then it can bring up negative thoughts and all the rest. But actually, you know, if you looked at that list instead of saying it's my to-do list, what about it's the list I get to do list? How great is it that I get to do these things for my business? You know, and just turning it around, that, you know, of how you're labeling those tasks you're going to do and how you feel about those tasks, all of that will make you feel differently about your business. It will make you show up differently. You know, when you can really change your mindset on that and your outlook on it, to me, that is one of the most important things. So I've got some other things to share, but I'll let you go next, Anna. What have you got to share on that?
Well, one of the biggest things that I've done, it's not just 2021, it's also 2020, which I think, if I really think about it, even though I have been overwhelmed this year, I think that there was things that were happening, obviously, in 2020. I mean, naturally, things were happening in 2020. Yeah. But there was like undercurrents of things in my business, and the fact that I was pivoting and how I want to run my business and what I want to be doing every day. It started really in 2020. I mean, if I'm being really honest, it possibly started in 2019, because that's when I really solidified that I wanted to pivot. And then 2020 was when I started to make changes into how I wanted to do things. But then this year, it's been just where it's kind of collapsed inside my head. But outsourcing certain things. So we have a lovely lady that comes to our house every Thursday, and she cleans the house. Now, I'm an organiser, and I'm not adverse. Is that the right word? Adverse, whatever the word is. You know what I'm talking about. I'm not against cleaning at all. You know, I like to go around with my caddy, my little organized with all my cleaning products. I don't have an issue doing that, and I like to make things look nice after I know that they've been untidy. But just knowing that I had such a lot of cleaning to do at the weekend or in the evenings, or you know, after the children had gone to school in the morning before I started work, that was contributing to me feeling overwhelmed. So hiring Carmel, who is our cleaning lady, was just an amazing thing. Like, it's helped so much, because that's just one thing that I don't have to do anymore. I mean, obviously there's the general day-to-day stuff, but the real deep clean, it's already done. So yeah, that's one thing. The other thing as well is after school club. Now, I would never have put my children in after school club if they A, didn't want to, or B, didn't enjoy it once they were there. But I asked them, and because so many of their friends, because most parents work 9-to-5 jobs and so cannot pick up at 3:15 when school finishes, most of their friends were already in after school club. So it was already a continuation of school. But if they hadn't enjoyed it once they were there, I wouldn't have kept them in. Luckily, they do enjoy it. So they ask me every morning, Mommy, I'm going to the club today. Mommy, am I going to the club today? Oh. But that's given me an extra, an hour and 2 hours, practically 2 hours extra a day. So I've gained time by doing that, because they're happy and I get to do more work, so I can space things out better. So yeah, those have been my outsourcing. What do you have, any things that you outsource?
I do, Anna. Yeah, I must admit, you know, at the beginning of the year, my virtual markets that I run, you know, they've become really successful, and I was at the point where I knew I was feeling overwhelmed, and I thought, if I'm going to carry on with them, I need to get help. You know, so, and that's been part of my journey, is just recognizing when I need help. And now I've got an admin helping me run the virtual fairs, and that has taken such a massive pressure off, you know, because even though I'm, you know, we can recognize our thoughts are making us feel overwhelmed, you know, sometimes it is, we do physically have such a lot of things on our plate. Something does have to give, you know, we have to get those things off our plate for us to be able to function. That's certainly, you know, been my experience. So for me, getting an admin is just, it has been that massive weight. How you've outsourced things have been a massive weight off of your shoulders. For me, it would have either been, I knew I couldn't sustain that level of activity, you know, in the time that I had, I just couldn't do it. So yeah, that is definitely something that I've outsourced.
Yeah, so outsourcing definitely works. I mean, definitely. You might not listening necessarily require the after school club if you don't, you know, you might have grandchildren rather than children, but, or you have children but you're they're grown up, and you know, you might not necessarily need those particular facilities, but there's definitely going to be something that you can outsource. So whatever it is that you require, have a think about, because like Lindsay just rightly said, There is only a certain amount of hours in the day, and sometimes you actually do have too many things to do, but they actually do need to get done.
Yeah.
So I guess that's something as well that you need to figure out when you're doing your, you know, your brainstorming is what actually needs to happen. What would you like to happen? You know, put those to one side if you can't right now, you know, do everything, obviously. But the things that actually do need to happen, can you physically do them all? And if you can't, that's when you need to outsource.
Yeah,
So.
definitely. And sometimes, you know, you might be sitting there thinking, well, I'm not in a position to outsource at the moment in my business. But, you know, some of that might be just saying to a partner or a family member or a friend, can you just help me with this? Could you just look after the children for an hour to free me up that bit of time for my business? Or can you help me with this or that? Whatever's going to work for you, you know, because as much as I want to wake up and be Superwoman, that damn Superwoman cake just never appears. So I just have to realize I can't do it all. So, you know, don't be afraid to ask for help is something I would definitely say.
Yeah, and I mean, we do. I don't really speak about this very much on the podcast, but offline, because I don't really talk about it in my post either. But offline, I am quite anti the patriarchy. I don't like the way that men have for many years devised systems and society as it is, that is just the way it is, to fulfill them. Rather than to fulfill women, because really, actually, the society that we live in does not support us as women. It just doesn't. So that means that sometimes, yeah, we do have to outsource things because we are expected as women to do a whole lot of other things that men might not necessarily need to do or be expected to do. Children being one of them. So, you know, we're meant to be mum, but we're also meant to be working. You know, the government, I don't know what year it was now, but the government really pushed for women to get to work, but then they didn't make childcare more accessible. They didn't make, you know, it just, they didn't facilitate the other things that needed to happen. So, yeah, I won't get too ranty on that, but maybe at some point we could do an episode about the patriarchy because it's something I'm very, very passionate about. So yeah, what would be another thing on your list, Lindsay, of what you can do to help?
So I think one thing to really become aware of is your overwhelm just a temporary thing? You know, is it because you've got outside factors, maybe you've had health issues or you've got family stuff. You know, sometimes life just throws a curveball at us, and the overwhelm, you know, we'll have a situation, we have to deal with it, and then the overwhelm goes. But sometimes, you know, the overwhelm, like for me with running my virtual fairs, I knew it was going to be a constant thing, so I had to make a change. You know, and I know sometimes when I work with people and I speak to other handmade business owners, one of the sources of overwhelm can be working to custom orders, you know, and they're on this constant treadmill of working to deadlines and things like that. So I think, you know, just being aware of, you know, is this temporary or do I really need to re-examine how I run my business? You know, because sometimes it can be that you have to change to a different model. Maybe you have to move more to having just a certain amount of custom order slots. Or you change to selling more from stock. And I know from, you know, speaking to people that run their own handmade businesses, sometimes going down that road, it can be such a good thing for them because it frees them up to be more creative and make new products. It, you know, it just gives them headspace because they've stopped chasing that constant deadline that they're working to get those orders out. So I think that's the thing for me. Is it temporary? Is this a permanent thing? What needs to happen for me to get over it?
And actually, Sharon, who we've had on the podcast, yeah. So Sharon Bellamy from How She Felt was on episode 8. It was called Managing a Successful Handmade Business, and she actually is a great example of somebody who pivoted from
Yeah.
doing, you know, constantly constant custom orders to actually ready-made. You know, it's done. buy it off the website, and that worked. Well, I believe it's worked so much better for her. So that's actually a perfect example. So you can go back and listen to episode 8 if you haven't already. It's a really great episode. Sharon was a great guest. But another thing as well that in business that it just kind of popped into my head was with regards to finances. Finances are something that a lot of people find very overwhelming, and finances actually goes into many pots, because there's not just the monitoring your finances of how much you're spending, there's monitoring your finances for tax purposes and self-assessment, there's managing your profit, so your finances, you know, in that way, are you pricing your products properly? So all those kinds of things can lead to overwhelm. But if you actually have plans in place where you're regularly tracking and you've got everything written down, so you know exactly where you are, that can stop you feeling overwhelmed, especially when it comes to tax. You know, when it comes to the end of the year and you've got to go through everything, if you've not been keeping good updated records, that is going to be, it's going to be one of those things that's going to sit in your head like, I've got to do my tax, I've got to do my tax, and it's going to keep poking at you. But if you have up-to-date records that you, if not daily, weekly or monthly, update, really you should be doing it weekly at the very least, you know, if you do that, you won't feel overwhelmed, because when tax runs, you know, comes around again, you'll be like, I'm prepared. So, you know, those kinds of things, keeping on top of your finances can really help. And also pricing properly, because if you've not priced properly, and you spoke about this in the second episode that we ever did, where, you know, you spoke about your handmade business, might have been the pricing episode actually, about how you hadn't priced properly.
Definitely,
and so you were getting orders but you weren't making enough.
No.
So that can contribute to overwhelm.
Oh, it definitely did. Yeah.
So do you want to speak just a little bit about that then?
Yeah, so I was that person that was doing all these custom orders. You know, when I started my business, I was getting a lot of orders. It was going well. But I wasn't making, it wasn't really worth my while with the money I was charging. And it wasn't until I started working with a coach and she helped me price my items properly that I knew I then had a sustainable business, because the things that were happening were I wasn't earning enough money. I was working all hours to a deadline that I've mentioned. And when you're on that constant treadmill of doing all these custom orders, you know, my life was just one deadline again. And remember, I'd already been down this road once and made myself very ill. So I knew that wasn't a long-term sustainable thing for me. So that was kind of like, you know, I realized I needed to get help to run this business properly, else it would have absolutely gone by the wayside. So for me, working with a coach sort of 6 months into my business was just the best thing that I'd done. It helped me turn things around. And, you know, I now still have, you know, a successful handmade business or 4.5 years later, whereas had I not have worked with that coach, I'm not quite sure. Well, I definitely don't think it would be running now. It would have been long gone. You know, and there are a lot of business owners. When I look back at people I followed, you know, at the beginning, there's a lot of people that have just gone by the wayside, you know. So getting this stuff right, if you want to maintain that business, is so important. Don't you agree, Anna?
Yeah. And I mean, at the end of the day, if you get 100 orders, you might feel overwhelmed either way, because there's 100 orders to make. But if you've got 100 orders that are priced properly, you're going to be like, yes, I've put my time, effort and energy into this, and I'm making money from those 100 orders. If you've got 100 orders and they're not priced properly, you're going to be resentful of that business, because you're going to be like, I'm doing all of this and I'm not making anything from it. What's the point?
Yeah.
And then that's when you're going to start to feel overwhelmed by everything that you're doing. So there's definitely two ways that, but again, you see, you can outsource, because if you've priced properly and you start to get 100 orders in, you might be able to hire somebody to help you to make on, you know, 1 or 2 days a week. So there's outsourcing even linked into that when you price properly, because you'll be able to afford to pay somebody, even if it's, you know, minimum wage for a few hours a week. There'll be plenty of people that'll be very happy to do that. I know that there is, because I've seen them. I've seen them looking for work and I've seen people hiring. So, you know, pricing properly leads into many different things. But also, yeah, let's just put that out there. Like, you have to price properly. It's, yeah, so very, like, it's just something that is, like, fundamental. There's two things that are fundamental: epic customer service, no customers, no business, and price properly, because, yeah, no money, no business. So,
yeah. Absolutely.
Was there anything else on your list? I feel like I've got to the end of mine.
There was
something else. But
one last thing, which is all about, you know, perfectionism. So something that comes up for me, business friends, my coaching clients, is, you know, how, you know, being a perfectionist can it really can cause overwhelm. And I think, you know, when we think about being a perfectionist, there are some good elements to it, like, you know, the quality of our work. We're really going to care, we're going to want everything to really be top quality, and, you know, and that's a really good thing when you run a handmade business. But sometimes what can happen, the perfectionist side of things, it can hold us back. It can stop us doing anything, because we're just so overwhelmed by the thought of starting something. You know, and sometimes not every single thing doesn't have to be absolutely perfect. Now, I'm not necessarily on about your handmade items, but, you know, you might want, you know, 101 things in place before you actually do a job, because it's got to be perfect. So for me, I think just being aware of, if you feel like you're one of the people that are a perfectionist, is when does that not serve you? If you're going to spend 10 hours making a form because it's got to be absolutely perfect, is that serving you? You know, sometimes done is better than perfect. And it's just knowing, you know, when is the good time for those things that just need to get done. Do you agree with that, Anna?
Yeah, definitely. And I always say that perfectionism leads to procrastination, because you will start to just, well, you'll just stand still. You'll just be thinking about, you know, you'll figure out something else that needs to be done, and you'll just pull it from each. I mean, yeah, it that is something that I've struggled with, perfectionism, even down to the way in which my Instagram account looks. I mean, I'm very happy with it now, and I haven't, if you scroll back through my Instagram account, you'll see I've gone through quite a few branding looks. This one, I'm not so perfect on having, you know, one square like this and one square like this. As long as I've got my six colours, my six colour palette, every post will involve up to three of the six colours, and I've got five fonts that I kind of work from. That's it. Whereas before, it was like, it has to be a quote on this day, and it has to be this on this day. I have a rough schedule that I'm going to. You know, I'm doing a live on a Thursday. I'll do a reel on a Friday. So I have a rough overview. But the perfection that I used to, the pressure that I used to put myself under to try and get that perfect looking checkerboard theme feed, like, it wasn't necessary. It didn't contribute anything. I didn't have any higher engagement. I have better engagement now than I did then. So, you know, there's a perfect example with your marketing. It just needs to be done and real and true and stick to your pillars. You know, you should be building that know, like, trust, but it doesn't need to be perfect. It just needs to be not good enough, because that also sounds not good enough, but, like, it just needs to do the job, basically.
Yeah.
And perfect doesn't exist anyway.
No. And I think that's a good thing to think about, you know, it needs to do the job. Do I need to be doing more than this? If it does the job, why do I need to chuck more time at it, more money, more whatever?
Yeah. So, and I mean, even, you know, with other things like newsletters and, you know, blogs, if you have a blog, or if you do have a newsletter, you know, don't overthink what you're going to write about and have this pressure under yourself that it's got to be some, you know, Oscar winning, nominated, award winning thing. It doesn't. It just needs to do the job and get your point across, and then you move on to the next thing.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, yeah. And if you make a mistake, you do a spelling mistake or grammar, which is my norm, just don't worry about it.
Oh, you know what? I've been mixing up my theirs and theirs recently. And I was always really good at my theirs and theirs, and twos, twos and twos. I've been mixing them up. And in the past, that would have really got to me. Like, I pride myself on spelling quite well and being quite eloquent with my English writing, because it's something that I really enjoy. So I, you know, I like to write, I like to speak, I like to read words. But recently I've just been like, yeah, okay. You know, if I've got time, I'll go in and edit and take out that E-A-R and put it E-R-E kind of thing. So, you know, little things, little changes like that. Just don't put yourself under pressure like, oh my God, yeah. What if everybody sees the fact that I didn't spell that word correctly?
Yeah.
Which would have been my thought process.
But you know what? I've never had the grammar police knocking on my door just yet.
Exactly. So it's like, you know, choose the things that you really need to be focusing on, and anything else, like you say, just put it to the back. So then the other thing, actually, final thing I wanted to mention was an app which my mum has recommended. It's called Balance. And well, I was just going on to their website. I haven't actually downloaded it yet, but my mum says it's amazing and believe it's free, so you know. And it's a meditation app, but it personalizes itself to you. So the more information that you put in, the better it works for you. And we both agree that, you know, meditating and journaling are good practices. Even like a gratitude journal, you know, things like that are really good practices that can help with overwhelm. So I'm just going to throw it out there. Maybe go and have a look at the Balance app if you are struggling with overwhelm.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to say thank you to Anna's mum for that recommendation. I'll definitely be checking that one out. I do love a good meditation app, so thank you for that.
Especially because it's free as well.
I mean, why not? Great. Yeah, brilliant.
So, now, just kind of closing up here, we've both mentioned the things that we do in a roundabout way, but actually, I think we could both just really, you know, stress the importance of having something like we do in your life for your business. So I'll start with me. I have the handmade business planner. I've created it. You can find it on my Etsy shop, Anna's Planners. And what the handmade business planner allows you to do is to plan certain workload areas within your business. So from product, pricing, inventory, finances, marketing, other sections like Etsy specific will be in a virtual course that I'm bringing out later on in the year. So I won't talk about that, but all those topics, if you can plan things, get things down onto paper, get a bit more organization, understand where you're going, where you want to go, because there's also a life planner in there where you can really get to grips with how you're feeling. And if you're not feeling great, why are you not feeling great? You can literally track it via the life planner. So having a tool like that will really help with your overwhelm. So I definitely recommend it. I'm completely biased because I made it, but I know it's good because it's using the tools that I have personally used for 6 years in my business, but just put down into a paper downloadable format. So yeah, I will link all that in the show notes.
I love that, Anna. So what I mean, obviously, as a business coach, overwhelm is something that I help my clients with, because we do all have different times, you know, in our business, when we do feel overwhelmed. So, and I think a lot of my clients, they find like just being able to talk through how they're feeling, get it off their chest, and then find a way forward. You know, a lot, you know, sometimes my clients will say, I feel so much lighter, you know, at the end of a coaching session. And for me, that's, you know, that's amazing that I've helped create that, you know, that in their mindset, that they feel so much lighter, that they go away and that overwhelm is just, you know, it's not necessarily all disappeared, but they're having a way forward and recognizing those you know, those negative thought patterns and things like that. You know, that's one of the things that as a business coach, it's really great to be able to help people with. So, you know, if anyone is interested in working with me, then I have offer a free 30-minute discovery call, which you can access via my link tree on Instagram.
Yeah, and obviously you're providing like a soundboard.
Yeah.
Like somebody that's in, you know, starting a handmade business, or even, you know, already begun, you might not have anybody in your life that really understands. But if you, you know, talk to Lindsay, she does understand. She does have a handmade business, but she's also a certified coach. So you're literally getting somebody who gets it and is trained to help. So, you know, and as
Thank
she
you,
is,
Anna.
As she is technically like my business coach, and I've said this before, I can absolutely vouch for her. She's literally the best person in the world to speak to about anything. So, yeah.
Oh, thank you. You're so kind.
And I mean it. Like, I'm not just saying it. I genuinely mean it. I wouldn't say it otherwise. But so if we close up now, you had a very lovely quote.
Yes, I have. Yeah. So this quote is, "You can't calm the storm, so stop trying. What you can do is calm yourself. The storm will pass." And that's by someone called Timber Hawkeye, which I have no idea who he is, but they obviously talk a lot of sense in my book. I think that's so true. You know, if you are feeling overwhelmed, you know, hopefully all the hints and tips that me and Anna have shared with you today will help you really realize that you can do something about this and that storm will pass.
And I also hope that just knowing that somebody else or two other people at the very least understand what you're feeling, I hope that is reassuring, because it's always reassuring to me to know that somebody else gets what I'm going through, even if I'm not talking to them, I'm just listening to them. And I've been doing it for 6 years and I'm still feeling overwhelmed by things even today. So,
yeah.
You know, it happens, but we can push through. We can get over it. We just have to figure out what it is, figure out how to deal with it, and all will be well.
Definitely.
So thank you, everybody, for listening. We really hope that you have enjoyed the episode. Please do go over to iTunes and leave us a review. We keep banging on about this every week, but it's majorly important because it allows us to get out to more people, because our mission is to help as many women as possible sell their handmade products successfully. Like, that's what we are. That's what we try to do. So by leaving us a review, you are enabling us to achieve that goal quicker. So yeah, you can listen to us on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, subscribe to the podcast, or you can, if you are just listening on the website, you can continue to listen there as well.
Yeah, so we would love you to subscribe to our podcast newsletter so you never miss an episode. And also when you do subscribe, you'll get an amazing freebie, which is a photography ebook packed with hints and tips to help you take really great product photos.
And also come and follow us over on Instagram as well, at Lindsay Warren Coaching and at Anna's Planners. And also Lindsay has another page called Handmade Craft Fair. So make sure you follow us on all of our platforms as well, because we're always giving loads of tips, advice, videos, content, you name it, we've got it. So thank you very much, everybody, and we will speak to you all soon. Bye.
Bye.